So for example, what we've found here, just running along beside an old stream, there's obviously been a fence line at some point. And there's one single fence post now still remaining, sticking up out of the ground. And there's some trees and some branches lying next to it. So while we want to capture the scene as it is, we also want to do a wee bit of gardening of the scene without actually destroying it. So there's a tree branch that's going to completely distract from what we're wanting to tell, from what we're wanting to tell the viewer, and what and the message that we're trying to create. So it's okay to remove things, because the final image isn't always what's there. What's more important is the message that you're trying to create and the relationship you're trying to build. And so in this case, for example, we've got a fence post by a stream, by a swampy ground with some hills and backgrounds in the surrounding scene, and that's a very naturistic scene with that communicating of, again, human existence, but the stream brings a sense of silence into it too. Now, the difficult part is what to do with the hills in the background. If we're a painter, we would just simply make it completely flat. We're not though, so we can't exactly remove the hills. So it's a case of how do we manipulate the scene to communicate that feeling of silence and emptiness, that kind of devoid of human noise, but also hint of that traces of humanity, which the fence post brings. And there's some lovely textures on one side of it, however, where the hills and everything go up, so it draws away from that. So it's how do we communicate all of those things in a way that when people look at it, it's going to make them think. Because we want people to think possibly about the image more than they actually will. So we'll explore the scene for a wee bit and examine a few different angles until we find the area and the place where it's doing what we want it to do. So again, it's not a quick click and fascination and move on. It's a careful study of a place, a moment, a time, a scene that's going to communicate the idea that we want it to. And then hopefully the resulting image will be something that people appreciate. But again,